you know. All you got to do is hold on. Stand down now. Hey, oh Lord.
with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
We've been talking for the last 3 weeks about keys to having a happy family. And last week I shared some keys with you. I talked to you about first love and first works. Now, in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 2, we see that Jesus commended the church in Ephesus for their works, for their labor, for their patience, even for their ability to discern true apostles from false prophets, and he even complimented them on their consecration in that he said, "You're not able to bear those that are evil." And he said, "And you also hate the doctrine of the Nicolaitans." And their doctrine was that you didn't have to be totally consecrated to love God, that you kind of lived the way you wanted to live. There's, you know, that really deep, sincere consecration to God wasn't necessary. And I'm going to tell you, that doctrine and that spirit is still in the world. That spirit of the Nicolaitans says that it don't take all that to serve God. We might have some Nicolaitans right in here today. You might be a Nicolaitan and don't even know it. If you're not committed 100% to God in your heart, and you think that all that church ain't necessary, it don't take all that to serve God, you ain't got to read your Bible all the time, you ain't got to be in church, you know, God understands, you know, you can live the way you want to live, it's all right, God love everybody. That's that doctrine. And Jesus said, "You hate their doctrine, which I also hate." Because it keeps people in bondage, and it keeps people from having God's best in their life. When the Lord wants to really pour out his spirit upon you, and when you hold those type of thoughts and attitudes toward God, then you can never receive his fullness. You can't get his fullness as long as you're not willing to totally surrender your entire life to God. When the scripture says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him." I just re-quote how I quote that scripture. I say, trust in the Lord with 100% of your heart. That's what that means, 100%. In all your ways, in 100% of your ways. Everybody say 100%. See, when he say all, what does all mean? All means completely. All means everything. All means nothing is excluded. So that's 100%. So when I say it, it kind of makes me check. Am I trusting God with 100% of my heart, or am I really just trusting with 90%, 80% trust? I'm going to tell you, he wants 100% of your faith, 100%. Amen. And we saw also a principle that we can use in marriages between husbands and wives. We saw a principle that Jesus had 7 compliments and one thing that he said that he didn't like about them. One of the principles of first love is that you always compliment and encourage and lift up more than you find fault. And that's what happens in marriages sometimes, is that when a husband or wife can do no right in their mate's eyes, they just give up trying. Because when the criticism outweighs the compliments, then people are moved into a place of hopelessness and say, "Well, you know, it just don't matter what I do. I just can't please that woman. I just can't please that man." And so we see that the principle here is that if you're going to find fault with your mate, you ought to at least find 5 or 6 good things you can say about them. And if you say, "Well, Pastor, I can't find nothing good to say about them," I'm going to tell you, we really got a problem here. We got a problem. Because you are in a self-destructive mindset that you will destroy your marriage and your family one brick at a time, one word at a time. You'll be pulling bricks out of the foundation when all you do is find fault and when all you do is criticize. Amen. So you just can't be critical all the time. There needs to be compliments, like, and then when we talk about first love and first works, when you're doing your first works, when you fall in love, there's a first works experience that you have with the Lord. Amen. When you first fall in love with Jesus, there's certain things that you are inwardly motivated to do, like read your Bible, go to church, tell other people about Jesus, give and share everything you got. You just want to tell the world about Jesus, right? Those are the first works, you know, giving. I mean, the moment that you hear the truth and you're convicted by the Holy Ghost, you just make adjustment and you just change. That was the first work. Quick to change, quick to repent, quick to forgive. These are the first works. And Jesus told them, even though they had done a lot of good things and he had complimented them, he said, yet I have somewhat against you. You have left your first love. He said, you don't love me like you used to love me. And he said, and I don't like that about you. He had a lot of good things to say, but he said, your love for me, your affection for me, he said, now that is one thing I'm not going to tolerate you losing. Right? He said, now I'm going to tell you how to get it back. He said, remember from whence you've fallen. In other words, remember how it used to be. Remember what you used to do. Remember, go back and remember how you fell in love with Jesus. And then remember what you used to do. Then he said, repent, change your mind, quit doing what you're doing. And I want you to go back and start doing the things you used to do when you first fell in love with me. Amen. Praise God. And when you do, then his presence comes back in your life. Like I shared last week, it won't necessarily be the same experience. Actually, it'll be much richer. But you got to go back to that starting place, and the Lord will meet you at that place and give you a whole nother experience with him. How many of you know that things never grow old with God? Amen. So you go back and you do those first works. And then he said, now, if you don't do this, I'm going to remove your candlestick. That's how important it is. The candlestick represented the church, the assignment that church had been given. He said, I'll take your assignment from you. Praise God. So we said that if you're going to have a strong marriage, a strong family, then Jesus had to be put back in the center. You had to go back to your first love and not worry about what your mate's doing. You got to center yourself back up. Get yourself right before you try to pull the speck out of somebody else's eye. Get the beam out your own eye. Get that big log, that tree trunk, out your own eye before you try to take that little splinter out of somebody else's eye. Right? You know you can't see clear when you got a log in your own eye. How you going to see the splinter? You know, this is what Jesus said, you know. All right. Then we talked about remembering those first works. There's also a first love relationship that a man and a woman have together.